Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Polkowski?
7:36.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 24, 2019. Faxed into three newspapers designated by the Board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administrative offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Polkowski, may we have a roll call, sir?
Sure. Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Here.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Ms. Figueroa?
Absent.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
And Dr. Rehimaki?
Here. Thank you. Dr. Rehimaki, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Malloy, would you please serve as the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I would like to start off this meeting with announcing some sad news that some in the Clinton Township community and current and former district staff are already aware of. It is with great sadness that I share with you tonight the passing of longtime secretary in the Clinton Township School District, Catherine Mimi Redmond. Mrs. Redmond died on Monday, February 11, 2019. She was a great ambassador of the Clinton Township School District as she happily greeted our younger families and their children each time they entered Spruce Run and Patrick McGarren School. She served as a secretary from 1986 to 2013 in our district. Ms. Redmond was the first contact that our new families had coming into our school district, and she happily and eagerly welcomed and greeted all of our new families for kindergarten registration each and every year. She cared a great deal about our children and members of our staff. Mrs. Redmond had a soft spot for children, always putting them first. I have vivid memories of her organizing special holidays for children in our district that were going through financial difficulty. Mrs. Redmond always wanted to make sure that those children in need had a smile on their face on Christmas morning. On behalf of the Board of Education, I would like to extend our sincere condolences to her entire family. She will be missed by all. On February 21, 2019, I was copied on an email from Mr. Michael Carr and his wife, Adrian. I'd like to take a moment to read it to all of you. The letter was addressed to Ms. Napoli, a teacher at Patrick McGarren School. "Dear Ms. Napoli, my wife and I would like to send a note to thank you for your kind phone call this evening with regard to our daughter, Amelia. We greatly appreciate you taking your personal time well after your contracted hours to let us know about our daughter's actions in your physical education class. Amelia is our first child in the district, and we feel very fortunate to know that not only does she have outstanding and caring classroom teachers with Mrs. Petroselli and Mrs. Layton, but also to know that her special subject teachers are invested in her growth as a young learner. As educators ourselves, we are quite passionate about our child's education and social emotional growth. We appreciate all that you do for Amelia and the children for CTSD. Thank you again for going above and beyond and for extending your impact beyond the classroom." And on behalf of the Board of Education, I would like to recognize Mrs. Napoli, Mrs. Petroselli, Mrs. Layton for their hard work with all of our children in the township. Thank you for all that you do. I would like to bring to everyone's attention this evening that some of the numbering found on this evening's agenda may be a bit out of order. There's a reason for that. The agenda for January 28, 2019's monthly board meeting had been established and published. And as we know, the meeting was canceled due to inclement weather. Since the agenda was published, the numbers used to identify corresponding resolutions must remain with that specific resolution when voted on in subsequent meetings. Some of the items found on the January 28th meeting were moved and voted on during the strategic planning meetings that were held by the board on January 31st and February 12th. There are some remaining items found on this agenda that are from the original January 28th meeting. New agenda items for tonight's meeting have also been added to the agenda and not yet voted on. So therefore, there may be some numbers that are not necessarily in chronological order, and I just wanted to explain that to everyone so you knew why they were not. At a prior board meeting, there was a question asked in regards to negotiations. I wanted to take a moment to answer that question briefly and talk about how that process of negotiation works. The board president first assigns a negotiations committee after the reorg meeting is held during the first week in January. The board committee that's assigned to negotiate spends in excess of over 60 hours to prepare for collective bargaining process. Information from that committee is shared with the full board in executive session. A recommendation is made from the committee to the full board. The full board discusses that recommendation, and a final recommendation with everyone's input is crafted. When that committee goes to actually negotiate with a collective bargaining unit, they have a set of parameters to which they can negotiate within and cannot negotiate with outside of what the board has agreed to. So all board members are involved and in the process and receive information on negotiations during executive sessions. And then as the process moves forward, everyone is updated during executive sessions. On Thursday, January 17th, 2019, members from the Clinton Township Education Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education negotiation teams entered into a fact-finding mediation session with the assistance of a state-appointed fact finder. The goal of this session was to move closer to reaching an agreement that would be mutually beneficial and acceptable to both parties. During the almost 3-hour session, the fact finder helped the parties explore and develop creative options that brought both sides closer to a settlement. Although both parties have not yet reached an agreement on their open items, the fact finder believed that the parties had made enough progress that he scheduled another mediation session as opposed to moving the negotiation into a fact-finding hearing. The next mediation session is scheduled for this Wednesday, February 27th. And finally tonight, I would like to move action item letter D, Nook Prok Tunk. This is board committee assignments for the Board of Education. There has been a request for a communications committee, and this particular letter D now includes a communications committee. Communications committee includes Lana Brennan, Kevin Malloy, Allison Grantham, and myself. So with that said, I'd like to move action item letter D, and I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Rehamaki. Any questions? Seeing none, maybe a roll call, please.
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr.
Rehamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
And Ms. Figueroa is here.
I will get it eventually.
Oh, Ms. Figueroa is here.
And Ms. Figueroa is here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you see them? And Ms. Figueroa.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. I'd like to move on, please, to the report of the Superintendent of Schools, Mrs. Michelle Cole. Mrs. Cole, may we have your report, please?
Yes, thank you. Enrollment as of today is 1,220. The suspension report, there is a correction on the addendum. It reads as follows. There were 3 2-day in-school suspensions at CTMS. There was 1 3-day in-school suspension at CTMS. 2 2-day out-of-school suspensions at CTMS, and 1 5-day out-of-school suspension at CTMS. And just a note, please, that the HIB and suspension report numbers are a total of January and February. So that would explain the additions that I'm about to talk about for the HIB reports. As is seen on the addendum, for our first reading, we have a total of 12 for the first reading of our HIB reports, and we have a total of 3 for second reading. And that's for our HIB report. The other update that I'd like to give this evening is that we are working to reschedule our third strategic planning meeting that was supposed to take place on February 20th, again, inclement weather. So we are working with New Jersey School Boards, with our representative, Gwen Thornton, to secure a date, and that will be announced as soon as we have one secured with her. She's filling up quickly, so we're working very feverishly on that. I also wanted to just make mention of, you know, the school closure protocol. We do understand that that is difficult for working parents. And it's, you know, these are not decisions that are made lightly, whether to close or delay. The discussions take place with key people in various agencies at very early hours of the morning, sometimes late at night, but we do quite a bit of work to make these decisions. I speak with North Hunter and Voorhees School District, other sending districts that go to both of the schools, understanding that those bus routes are going on the same roads. Clinton Township Police Department, Hunterdon County ESC, who coordinates our transportation, and then district personnel regarding our parking lots, sidewalks, making sure that things can be cleaned up and safe for staff and students. Safety is our primary focus of getting everyone in. And I think, as we know, this township is a little bit spread out. We have different weather, maybe down by Patrick McGarren, and the roads look very different up past Round Valley School. So it's a challenge some days. We don't always get it right, but we aim to keep everyone safe. And so I wanted to just share that with everyone. That's my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Cohn, looking for motion. These didn't change, correct? There's no changes here. Correct. Looking for a motion, please, for 19SU-014 to 19SU-016.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. Brooks. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brennan. Maybe any questions for Mrs. Cohn this evening?
I have one. What's our peak enrollment been? Like 1250 something comes to my mind this year. Were we that high this year?
This year, no. We are probably, this year we've been at a steady, I'd say, same time last year scenario, about 40 students less. So about 2 full classes less than last year. And that's been remaining steady, you know, for a number of months.
Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rahimaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comments section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent way. Also, public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interaction session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will have at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board this evening, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section on agenda items only to 30 minutes.
Am I supposed to sign? Is that what we did?
Thank you.
you put your computer down for a second?
I'm used to doing this, that's all right, thank you. There's no paper copies left of the agenda, I would bring a paper copy out.
Because it's not on the agenda. Is it on the agenda? Public comments? Yes, we look quicker. Yes, negotiations on the agenda.
I'm Ellen Sidberry, I'm a teacher here in the district, but I'm also a taxpayer. And tonight I'm wearing my taxpayer hat. So I just came up to hopefully get clarification for action item 19FF164, the bottom of page 7. Thank you for numbering the pages. I just hope, I know sometimes when you vote on things, those of us who like to get home before midnight really appreciate when you do it in block. But I'm hoping that this action item will actually be explained tonight, because this is very confusing to me. That's it, thank you.
Can you give us the number again, I'm sorry?
19FF164.
164, thank you.
We can answer that if you guys.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, but you didn't answer. We'll do it again.
So, this is the Hogan Security Group.
So it's funds that come from the state, it's the purpose that have to be the custodians of the money. You want to answer?
Sure. Should I do it or?
You want to make it forgery?
Hi, I'm Mary Claire Spadone, I'm one of the CTEA union presidents.
I'm Kelly Hill, I'm the co-president with Mary Claire.
You might hear the number 604 quite a bit of times today. You might be wondering why you've seen this number in a few places or have heard it spoken over a dozen times. It isn't the amount of Hershey Kisses that I've eaten this school year, although it's probably pretty close. It isn't the amount of calories that I burned at the gym today, that would be wishful thinking. And it isn't the amount of times that I said, did you seriously just eat an eraser cap again? That number's probably a little higher. What 604 does represent is the number of days that staff members of this school district have worked under an expired contract. Within those 604 days, a lot has happened. Yet, at the same time, some of those things have not changed.
In 604 days, we have had 2 first days of school. In 604 days, we have had 20 back-to-school nights. In 604 days, we have held over 1,000 parent-teacher conferences. In 604 days, approximately 60 volleyball games, 80 soccer games, 120 basketball games, over 60 play practices, and approximately 30 baseball and softball games have happened. In 604 days, over 100 songs have been performed from students at Spruce Run, Patrick McGarren, Round Valley, and CTMS. We have raised over $60,000 towards Relay for Life. In 604 days, thousands of Christmas presents were donated to schools throughout Camden, which was organized by Barb Marinelli, who is retiring after 32 years, to our regret. In 604 days, thousands of pounds of food have been collected and donated to families within our own community. While those numbers may seem astonishing, what is more surprising that in 604 days, we have had approximately 60 employees leave our district. Within a 90-day time frame, an entire school district was reorganized, shifted, and moved. In 604 days, over 1,200 students have been affected by the teachers working under an expired contract. And in 604 days, the Board of Ed's negotiations team has only met with our negotiation team in person on 2 occasions. After those 2 occasions, the Board of Ed's team authorized their attorney to negotiate for them. In August, the CTA leadership agreed to meet monthly with the Board of Ed in order to forge a stronger relationship between the two parties. Since then, we have continued to meet monthly, as well as scheduling dates to meet for the remainder of the school year. If truly forging a relationship is a priority of the Board of Ed, then we urge you to face the most serious issue within our district right now, and that is to come to a fair and settled agreement before the school year ends and our third expired year begins.
We encourage you to take the already scheduled dates to meet face-to-face with our negotiations team, who requested at the last Board of Ed meeting to meet prior to our meeting with the fact finder. Working together, we know that we can settle this contract and move our relationship forward, but you cannot move a relationship on fractured soil.
Would anyone else like to address the board this evening?
Does Michael want to address this item?
You want to address this one?
It's a non-public. It's just for custodial, right? The monies, for custodial of the monies, for custodial of the monies. For non-public. For the non-public, right? Yeah, that's what it is. He can address that.
For this one, the non-public. Yeah, I don't know.
I can do it, that's all right. You got it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Colleen Cubier, I'm a former employee of the district, and both my kids are currently here, and I wasn't going to speak about this tonight, but after some of my colleagues just spoke, I'm in a district that was in the same situation as Clinton Township, expired contract, and we have a contract. We had a contract that first year in the fall, and it's really, really upsetting because it's supposed to be a community, teachers, parents, everybody needs to work together, and it's just really upsetting because I used to be on this side. I taught for over 10 years in the district, and my kids go here. I still believe in our district. I moved them from ICS. They were there. They were happy, but I knew the opportunities that Clinton Township offers were going to help my kids grow, not only academically, but also morally. But as I sit here tonight, and my colleagues are in the same position as I was for 4 years, over 3 years, it's just really upsetting. And I just wish that everybody could work together as a team, including parents, more parents coming and supporting teachers, our board, our administrators, everybody working together as a community to be here, because really, at the end of the day, our philosophy is children come first. It's not the dollar. I mean, yeah, money talks, but we need to put our kids first. That's why we're in this profession. This is why we're here as board members, to support our kids and give them the best that we can. So on that note, I hope that, you know, this isn't going to be a continuation like it was the last time that we waited over 3 years, three solid years for a contract settlement. So I just wanted to speak on that. And my other topic was, really quickly, I hope I can bring this in as a new topic, the board minutes. I've been looking at the minutes, and I noticed they're not there since June of 2018. So I go to every board meeting. I try to go in the strategic planning meeting. I'm looking forward to the third one. But the minutes are not up since June of 2018. So for parents and community members that want to know what's going on in the district and be more informed, so if you go on the homepage and you go to where the top says agenda, minutes, audio, the audio's there and the agendas are there, but the minutes are not there. So if maybe someone could take a look at that and let us know. Thank you.
Rachel McLaughlin, 2 Squires Lane. Kind of nice being on this side of the dais. I feel moved to get up here, having been an employee in the district, been on the board, and currently an NJA member. I work in a district without a contract, so just like all of you, I don't have a contract. Unfortunately, this is an issue around the state. I would like to see both sides come together to form some type of an agreement so that the teachers feel respected, and that the board can move forward with their business. But I do think there are things that both sides need to do. And I think from not knowing what the board side is, because I'm not allowed to participate in negotiations, I can tell you from my own experience in my district, the teachers have funded the last two raises in our contract. We took a higher raise in healthcare so that we could get a higher raise. We gave back a majority of our professional development budget so that we could get a higher raise. So, and we still don't have a contract right now. So just like all of you, I'm right there with you. It's frustrating. I feel it. I feel it around the state. I went to the Hunterdon County School Board's meeting last month, and actually earlier this month, it's not quite March yet. And the entire panel was talking about how this is a major issue everywhere, that healthcare continues to climb and declining enrollment takes its toll, and 80% of the entire budget is centered on healthcare and benefits. So you don't have a lot of wiggle room, and you don't have a lot of wiggle room because we're stuck in this cycle. And unfortunately, at the state level, they have capped the budgets and they've put us in this predicament. So I'm going to encourage both sides to continue to work together, and I'm hoping that there's light at the end of the tunnel for both of you. I appreciate all the work that all the teachers here have done for my kids over the years. My kids have aged out of the district, but they had a good experience, and I feel for all of you. And I feel for the board, because being on the other side as well, I see all the things that you have to encounter on a daily basis. So there's no winners here. Thanks.
Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing none, I'd close the floor, please, and ask Mrs. Cohn to address the question on 19FF164, please.
Sure. So we, as the public school, are custodians of the money that comes to us, and we're responsible to share that with the non-public groups. So this non-public, being Immaculate Conception, is using their funds for a school security purchase. And that's, you know, they're right through this non-public funds rules. So we supply money to Immaculate Conception and Acorn Montessori that comes from the state. And so that's their share, and this is what they're using it for.
And over the years, we've gotten other money for books and other purchases and for support of professional development. And we're the custodians from it, so the state sends it through our budget. It doesn't come from our budget, but it comes through our office, and then we send it out to them. Okay. I'd like to now open the floor for the next public comment section. The parameters I mentioned before exist here as well. If you'd like to address the board, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 10 minutes. Okay, seeing none, we'll close the floor. Move on then to the report of our business administrator, Mr. Falkowski, please, sir. May we have your report?
Mm-hmm. Okay, on the agenda for the school business administrator, we're approving our board secretary and treasurer reports from July 2018 all the way up through January 2019.
Can you speak up?
Move the microphone closer.
Yeah,
Maria. Thank you.
Okay. So the first motion, can you hear me okay now?
Yep.
The first motion is to approve our board secretary and treasurer reports from the period of July 2018 through January 2019. I started here, you know, approximately a month ago. We went back, we reconciled all the books going back to July with the starting balances provided from our auditor. That's motion number one. Our second is to approve all the transfers between our line items up through today, February 25th. The next motion is the certification for the board secretary reports. And that is all.
Thank you very much. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 19BA-19 to 19BA-21, please.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Malloy. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Mrs. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Emery? Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rahimaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to the reports of our committees. Our first committee this evening is our Facilities Finance Committee. The chair of that committee is Mr. Malloy. Mr. Malloy, may we please have the report of your committee, sir?
Yes. The Facilities and Finance Committee did not have an in-person meeting in the month of February owing to a lot of things, mostly flu and weather. Mm-hmm. We did, however, have a virtual meeting, which is a fancy word to say that we emailed each other back and forth on some topics. Key topics would include some updates on audit. We're waiting for some information, or we were waiting for some information from the Department of Pensions to allow that to close out. Discussion for an item up for approval tonight, which is the VA search contract, talking about budget process updates, and discussing ways to have, or discussing timing, to have more Facilities and Finance Committee meetings before our budget presentation. This is pretty much the busiest time of the year for our committee, so instead of a monthly, we're probably going to have at least two or three more meetings before March the 25th. On our agenda tonight are 21 items, the bulk of which are things that we would see every month, such as our payment of bills, staff travel and continuing education and training, various IEP compliance issues, a few things that were talked about that are not monthly but are not uncommon. For example, our Medicaid waiver for the Special Ed Medicaid Initiative. As a district with fewer than 40 students eligible for Medicaid in this district, we apply and are typically granted annually a waiver from compliance for that. There is the BA search approval contract up that is recommended by committee for the engagement of Terry Lee Van Auken for a permanent BA search. There is approval for an outside party for sale of framed student artwork for upcoming Arts Fest. Editorially, if you haven't gone, they do a great job. It's pretty amazing. If you have kids there, you're going to buy a ton of stuff. Mm-hmm. There is an item to approve Mr. Falkowski as custodian of our records from January 22nd of this year through the end of the school's fiscal on June 30. There is an approval item for the extended school year period, and of course, there is the aforementioned 19FF164, which is approval for us to pass monies for which we are custodian into various non-public districts. So with that, I move action items 19FF158 through 19FF180.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions for Mr. Malloy this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rahimaki?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Let me get that.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Moving. We're going to move on to the report of our Personnel Committee. Personnel Committee has had two meetings since our last board meeting, one as early as this evening. The weather has sort of plagued us as well as the flu, so we met this evening before the board meeting. The board or the committee is looking for approval on the following items tonight. For an accompanist for the Round Valley Choral Concert at a rate of $125. The board is looking to accept with regret the retirement of five outstanding members of our staff effective July 1. The retirees include Mrs. Susan Strait. She's a school nurse at Round Valley School. Mrs. Strait has 10 years in our district, 10 years of service. Ms. Barbara Marinelli, she's a teacher at our Round Valley School. Ms. Marinelli has 33 years of service in our school district. Next, Mr. Joseph Sudo. He is a part of our maintenance team. Mr. Sudo has been with our district for 8 years. Next, Ms. Paula Stanwyck. She's a special educator at the Clinton Township Middle School. She's been with our district for 12 years. Ms. Elizabeth Jane Smolin. She's a teaching assistant at CTMS, and she has been part of our Clinton Township School District community for 22 years. We also have Victor Sanimet. He is the CTMS custodian. He has been with us for 5 years. Also like to recognize as well Mr. Giuseppe Turco, who will also be retiring. He has 27 years, and Ms. Suzanne Gutomer with well over 20 years as well. A combination of all of these folks in our district represents over 117 years of service to our district. The board will be honoring each of these retirees this spring during a monthly Board of Education meeting. But before that happens, I would like to thank each and every one of them for their service. And again, we'll recognize them later in the spring. The remaining part of our personnel agenda tonight, the superintendent is seeking approval for the following hiring of the following spring coaches and advisors, looking to approve a golf chaperone, two golf advisors, boys co-lacrosse coaches, girls co-lacrosse coaches as well. Also on the personnel agenda is a resolution looking for the approval of a long-term substitute and the hiring of grade one inclusion teacher. And hiring, let's see, for Round Valley School, a maternity leave replacement at the CTMS, a 0.5 afternoon secretary, an eighth grade maternity leave position hire as well. The superintendent is recommending a hire of a lit support teacher to replace Jen Patione, who is now a supervisor in our district. And we have several employee leave requests as well that also appear on our agenda. We're also looking for approval to hire an employee who is currently a 0.5 employee to a 0.64 employee in the district at a prorated salary of $37,971 effective February 26th of 2019. Thank you. And with that, I'm looking for a motion, please, for action items 19PN-146 to action item 19PN-172.
Motion,
Mr. Malloy.
Second,
Mrs. Brooks. Any questions?
Actually, can I just take 1 second?
Yep.
There's two folks on the agenda who have been connected to me since we got here. Mm-hmm. When we moved to the district, we bought Susan Strait's house. And Mrs. Marinelli is the teacher of my fourth grade daughter, and she still wants to be a teacher because of that.
Thank you. That's sweet. Any other comments? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rihimaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to our report of policy. Mrs. Brooks is the chair.
There were no policy items to consider during the months of January or February, so we didn't do anything.
Then let's move right on.
That costs the district nothing, so I'm very pleased to report that. The curriculum committee had one meeting in person, if I'm right, and one virtual meeting. Mm-hmm. Again, weather, flu, not a good couple of months for those sorts of things. During those meetings, the items that we reviewed were field trips to Dorney Park and to the Morristown Performing Arts Center for respectively the 8th grade students and the 5th grade students. These trips, by the way, are not at board expense or district expense. Also, trips to Merrill Creek, Washington, New Jersey for all 2nd grade students and staff, to Turtleback Zoo West for all 1st graders. And I think that's just rolling over from the last page. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, I think we had one more item for curriculum. Oh, the change of the date for the field trip from April 12th to April 2nd, 2019 for action item 19 CUR 045. So I am asking for a motion to approve action item 19 CUR 045.
Thank you, Mrs. Brooks. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Dr. Grantham. Any questions for Mrs. Brooks? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Figueroa?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Dr. Rihimaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Graham?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Mrs. Brooks. The ad hoc committee for the feasibility of closing the school does not have anything to report this evening. I'd like to move on to old business of the board. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not time to make personal statements, but rather time to discuss topics that have already been previously discussed. What I'd like to do this evening is start with a report from our liaison for the Hunterdon County School Boards or Board of Education liaison, Dr. Rihimaki.
I'm going to defer to Mrs. Brennan. We both attended the Hunterdon County School Board Association meeting in January, and she has a nice summary, so she's going to summarize.
I have to write it down because I'm not very good at speaking. So I had a great time at the meeting, and there were lots of great points discussed, and I found it very informative for me, and I hope my fellow board members will also join at some point. They put together a really great panel of local BAs and superintendents. They spoke about the local climate of getting ready for budget season. It was really reassuring for me that we were not the only ones dealing with a lot of the issues that are surrounding our budget. No, I'm not talking to you. Some of the topics that were covered were about needing revenue-generating ideas, saving costs by working together with other districts, as well as dealing with the rising costs of pretty much everything. Hearing from other districts about what their difficulties were, as well as their solutions, helps me, as a board member, remember to not just continue to do what's been done, but that we can come up with creative solutions to benefit all stakeholders and not have to take away from the classroom. We did talk about some tough topics like rising healthcare costs, which puts us really between a rock and a hard place when trying to stay under our cap. A lot of pending legislation, one that would require the district to pay all the benefit costs, which would be close to $500,000 additional cost to us. Difficulty with staff retention, as well as trying to avoid high turnover of board members. There is value to having board members serve on the board and not lose the years of historical information and experience to keep a healthy balance of new and experienced members. I appreciated that the panel was very upfront and honest with what their districts were dealing with. It was encouraging to know that the district had already been, our district has already been implementing some of the suggestions on how to get the most bang out of our buck, so to speak. But I really liked it, and it was good. This is why it's all written down.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You said that we're already implementing some of the suggestions for how to get the most bang from our buck. Can you give a couple of examples?
Well, for example, with the reorg, how we were sort of, it would have, as much as we would have liked to have waited a year, or I personally, whatever, we would have been in a much more difficult position had it not have come when it went.
Yeah,
especially with the loss of the money and all that.
Right.
So it was good that we're doing that. Also with our budget and how we do zero base and that kind of thing.
Okay. Were there any other suggestions that were discussed, perhaps, that we have not considered?
I think the full-day kindergarten was one that there was an example of preschool, not kindergarten.
Full-day preschool. As a revenue-generating opportunity?
Yes.
Okay.
That was, I can't remember which one it was, Milford, maybe?
I know we had looked at a full-day preschool program on several occasions here in the district, and it wasn't cost-effective because we would have had to have added staff.
Yeah, and I think that it was not cost-effective when compared to the other options that are available in the township. We couldn't compete.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very hard. They were very frank. It was very, for me, it was, I don't want to say eye-opening. It was just good for me to see affirming. There we go. That's the word I want to use. It was affirming to see that, you know, the BAs just being very, like, we're going to have to cut X amount of dollars, and it was hard, you know, we got to make the hard choices, and you don't want to have to make those choices.
I was going to say, the BA from the Flemington-Raritan Regional District spoke, and she was quite frank about, you know, saying Budget times are always hard, but it seems especially hard now. She's been doing this for 16 years or so, so she has a longer-term perspective. One of the things she said was, you know, basically you have revenue, which might be full-day preschool, and then you have cost-cutting, and those are the two things you can play with. And she sort of acknowledged that one of the challenges with cutting costs is that it's sometimes a cultural thing, and you need to really think hard about whether, as a community, you want to take some of those steps. So I don't want to introduce any of them because that might be a little bit more than we want to bear. Among the other speakers was the superintendent for the Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission, and they suggested help you, we can help save money, and so that's one of the things that we're already doing.
Yep.
That I thought was nice to see that we're collaborating with them.
Thank you.
Anything else?
You guys should join us next time.
Can you send that reminder out?
The next meeting is, it's on
the next meeting is April 1st at the Flemington Raritan Diner. And the topic is social emotional learning.
Well, that's a big one from.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one from the strategic planning. Mm-hmm. So, you went to April what?
First.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
April 1st. Okay. Thank you.
Any other old business? Okay. Seeing none, I'll move on to new business. Does any member of the board have any new business this evening?
I'm going, the curtains are closed, but next weekend, Mary Poppins Jr. is going to be happening in this auditorium, so I encourage everybody to come. You know, I love theater, so come support the arts.
Great, thank you.
You wouldn't happen to have a child in the show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'd like to now open the floor for the second recognition of the public. Parameters I mentioned before earlier for the public comment section apply here as well. If you'd like to address the board this evening on school-related matters only, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. Be limiting this public comment section to 10 minutes.
Do I have to sign in again?
No.
Rachel McLaughlin, 2 Squires Lane. I just wanted to thank Lana and Catherine for coming to the meeting, because for a long time I've tried to get other people to come with me, and everybody's so scheduled and busy. I felt like last month's meeting of the Hunterdon County School Board was really beneficial, because it really actually highlighted, I'm going to go a little step further, Lana, it really highlighted how this particular board has looked at some of those major issues like declining enrollment and how we have looked to cost save. One thing that was really alarming to me about the business administrator from Flemington was talking about how they were going to have to look at cutting over $1 million from their budget this year. And she talked about things that people don't really want to cut, courtesy busing and JV sports. And so, increasing class sizes, which for many years here, one of the board's goals was always to keep class sizes at the state averages. So I think that this board has done a good job of staying ahead of some of those things. Being on the high school board now, we're starting to see the uptick of declining enrollment and starting to look at ways and programs and things that we can do at the high school level to really look at our cost structure and see how we can stay within that 2% cap. So I encourage all of you to come to the next meeting. I actually had a really interesting conversation at my table. I sat with a member of the State Board of Education. He likes to come out and look at the counties and talk to people on the ground, so to speak. And he was telling me a lot about the social emotional components that they're looking at the state level. And he was talking about some of the people around the state that they've looked to as the experts, like Dr. Maurice Elias from Rutgers. So the next meeting should be very interesting. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. McLaughlin.
Hello. Stephanie Vesey. I live on 20 Lexington Road. Just to comment on what Lana mentioned about possibly looking into full-time preschool. I don't know if it's been revisited since now you have this opportunity where you have lots and lots of space in Spruce Run, which I did visit. I have a three-year-old who I'm looking into a program for next year. I was very hesitant last year with all the changes to enroll her. I was very pleased with what they've done with the space that they have, with the indoor gym, that they use the library to set up different enrichment spots, so to speak. But for a mother with multiple kids in the district, I will say that one of my limiting factors, or my deciding factors, I should say, to whether I want to send my child here for preschool is the fact that it's only a 2.5-hour program, which is a tight window. It's a lot of rush around to drop off, get somewhere, get back, get your child. Friends of mine who are in the same boat are actually going elsewhere because of 3.5-4-hour programs. I have older kids in the district, so I try to get into the school more. And if I have to rush back to an 11:30 pickup, it doesn't leave much time to, you know, get to a class party or get to a mystery reader, or there's better opportunities that other places afford me because they have a little bit of a longer day. And I'm not alone in that thinking. So maybe it is worth looking into again to get some more revenue into the district. Just a suggestion. Maybe you've done it already, I don't know. But that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
5 minutes left.
Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing none, Mr. Falkowski, can you please read the executive session statement, sir?
Sure. Whereas while Senator Byron Baer, Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b, sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, that is, without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which a public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within attorney-client privilege to extend the confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality. Reviewing hearing information before the board pursuant to NJSA 18A 37-13.2, attorney-client privilege, personnel, and negotiations. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 180 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Motion, Dr. Rehamaki. Second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brennan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We're now in executive session. Looking for a motion, please.
Second.
To reconvene the meeting?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We've reconvened the meeting. I'm now looking for a motion.
Motion.
Please, to adjourn the meeting.
She cuts us on quick.
Right.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned. Thanks for your time tonight.